password validated. Pika pika, I'm in the system. Too easy. I'll encrypt the data and send it to you guys.
Police, open the door!
But guys, it's the cops. I have to disconnect. Okay. Quickly delete the files. Okay.
Open the door immediately.
2 minutes, I'm in the bathroom.
If you don't open right away, we'll have to break the door down.
Oh, come on, come on.
Go, go, go!
Let's go! Quick! You, hands behind your back.
Hey! Gently! I didn't do anything.
Grab the gear! Search this computer and all its equipment.
Worldwide, 94% of businesses were victims of at least one targeted or untargeted cyber attack in the last year. Theft, data destruction, ransomware. Who? And above all, how? I'm Selena Delgado, expert in cybersecurity. Commissioner Green and I are investigating and revealing the mysteries of cybersecurity. 7 classic attacks. 7 episodes. Episode 1, The Password, Part 1.
Sit down, Mr. Sullivan. Commissioner Anthony Green, Cybercrime Brigade of the National Police. 8 months ago, an international finance seminar was held at the Continental Hotel, bringing together finance directors from large and small companies. Several were hacked and held to ransom that very day.
The cognac. I'm flattered, but I had nothing to do with it.
Don't waste your time, Mr. Sullivan. You've been identified by our investigation unit as being behind the intrusion and theft of confidential data from several companies, including Grisby and Tatel Corp.
I've got nothing to say to you.
You wouldn't be the type to brag, would you?
What? What's this document?
It's a transcript of one of your conversations with one of your fans.
Huh. I know my rights. You're not allowed to use it. It was a private conversation.
I don't know much about social media, but leaving a comment on YouTube is not a private conversation as far as I'm concerned. So, now you're gonna tell me how you cracked all those passwords.
The only thing I did was to hack an account on a football club website.
What account did you hack into at this football club?
A guy called Kevin Williams.
Hello?
Hey, where are you going?
Commissioner Green, Selena Delgado speaking. I've been speaking to the chief of police. He thinks you'll need my services.
And what exactly are your services?
Let's say I have a couple of skills in the field of cybersecurity. It might help you with your Continental Hotel hacking case, which you were parachuted into.
Do you have any idea why I've ended up with a Kevin William from a football club when I'm investigating ransomware from financial directors?
I might have some ideas. Kevin Williams. This Kevin, guess where he works?
It wouldn't be at the Continental by any chance.
Exactly. He's a waiter at the Continental Bar.
Let's meet at the Continental in 20 minutes.
Well, I don't know. I didn't notice anything. I was at the bar during the whole seminar.
Yes, we know that. But before the seminar, did you have any problems with your work email? Or no strange activities on your bank account?
Nah, nothing.
Can you connect to your football club so we can check, please?
Well, I have customers there.
Okay, what's your password?
Well, that's easy. I always use the same one.
What? Is that your password? Password?
Oh, but wait, did you see my trick? Password with a 4 in place of the A.
But that's not a password.
Well, excuse me. I'm not Einstein. I don't memorize lists of incomprehensible characters.
I'm not Einstein either. But I have no doubt that with a password like that, you had every chance of having it stolen.
You're not taking into account that I replaced the A with a 4.
You've got to be kidding. My little Kevin. If you type the list of the worst passwords to avoid on the internet, guess which one comes first? Password. All right, well, I'm exaggerating a bit. It was number one until 2012, and then since 2013, it's been delegated to number two. After being stolen by the no less famous 123456.
Yeah, but with the four...
How long does it take a hacker to find out that combination, Delgado? Do you know?
With automated searches, it's instantaneous.
Oh, yeah? Huh. Well, but who cares if they connect to my football club, right? I mean, what will they do with such sensitive data? Book a pitch for Sunday afternoon?
Except that if you use the same password everywhere, once the hacker has managed to crack your password at the football club, he can connect to all your accounts, emails, social media, bank accounts.
Wow, I didn't know.
I see. You're one of those people who use the same password everywhere.
That sucks, Commissioner.
Well, we'll have to leave it to Mr. Williams. Thank you for your cooperation. And don't hesitate to call me if something else comes up.
Yeah, no worries.
To be continued. Podcast Learning Academy. By Toutac.